He stared over her shoulder for a brief moment.
When Granger got out of the shower, Iris was gone and the front door was wide open. We found her an hour later, unconscious on a bench at the city park. She was alive, but she had been drugged. Thankfully, she hadn't been assaulted, but she did have a mark to show how close her stalker had gotten. He had used some sort of branding iron and burned a mark into her collarbone.
The cantaloupe she had eaten turned to lead in her stomach. He gently squeezed her fingers.
That's why I want you to be vigilant. Anything can happen, even when you think protection is close. I couldn't protect Iris. I couldn't even find the person responsible. Knowing that she eventually ended her life because I couldn't do my job right is even worse. If something happened to you...
He swallowed hard and looked away. His Adam's apple bobbed and he blinked several times before looking back to her.
I don't know what I would do.
Overcome with compassion for the man sitting across from her, Maggie reached over the table with her free hand and used her fingertips to turn his face to her. She cupped his chin between her forefinger and thumb. You, Cody, are not responsible for what Iris did. You remember that. She made that decision. Just because you couldn't find the person responsible for tormenting that poor woman does not mean you are not a good sheriff. If you treat all your cases like you have mine, then you're the best sheriff Dale County could ask for. I promise I'll be careful, and I'll make sure not to take off without you. He reached up, took her hand in his, and placed a gentle kiss on her palm. His soft lips sent butterflies fluttering through her.
Thank you for that.
He let go and took a drink.
I thought we could go see Jake. Maybe he'll be awake.
I'd like to see him. Something I don't understand is Jacob is a trained soldier and a security expert. How could someone get the jump on him? She'd thought about that when she couldn't sleep this morning. She took a bite of her croissant. Cody was quiet. The look on his face told her he was thinking.
I've thought of that myself. Either they sabotaged him or it was someone he knew. Unfortunately, we won't have an answer until he wakes up.
He returned to his breakfast with gusto. Like her, he hadn't eaten last night. He looked as famished as she was. She decided to save her chocolate muffin for last, and they ate the remainder of their breakfasts in relative silence. When she was finished, she peeled the wrapper from her muffin, and using a butter knife, she cut it in half. She scooted half to Cody. He looked up at her.
It's your birthday. Eat up.
What's the point of having birthday cake if you can't share it?
It's not exactly cake.
The principle still applies. He smiled at her before popping a piece of muffin in his mouth.